them lies the land as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day and you're ready to have fun with Melly. It's time on Sunday mornings. We get together at 11 a.m. Central to talk about all the things that have happened in the week. We talk about the current events in the light of God's Word. And this is when we have our live show at 11 a.m. Central. So I'm so glad you guys are here. I hope more can jump in with us and have a great time with us of all the great things that we are going to be talking about today. I've got more to talk about than we have time to cover. So really great week. Want to share all the great news with you. All right, so this is, make sure you like, hit the like button right now before we forget. Hit the subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so you know when we're doing a live. And make sure to always share the good news. This is the good news of the kingdom. His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. We are redpilling the world as fast as we can. So definitely check into all the information about end times. If you want to know the wonderful truth about end times, it's right there. The audiobooks are right here. The social media right here. Make sure you've got the real Melly. I will never DM you. This is if you're getting DMs, those are fake Melly. And then definitely great information we have found out about health, just people getting well right and left. Definitely check into the freedomforce.live/health page. We will have golden age of health. We will. And we've got 1,000 videos right over here on the videos page. If you want to see the sign of the Son of Man, you can go right here and see it because I have, and I also have tons of videos about it. So you can find out what in the world is she talking about. Let's kick it off with the Word of God. This is from Psalm 46. Psalm 46. I'm sure you guys are very, very familiar with this passage. And so it's about the Lord ceasing the wars, stopping the wars. That's where we are in the timeline of history. Praise the Lord for that. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so here it is. God is our refuge and our strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Hear that today. Amen. God, I love it. I'm so glad that He is always here no matter what's going on. We've had 8 years of this battle, and He has been our hiding place, our refuge, and He's been our strength to keep us fighting all this time. You're here, we are. We've been together all these years, and here we are still fighting. And so we clearly have the strength of the Lord. I'm always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear. We will not fear. At all. Not at all. When earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea, I think it's probably the mountain is there. It's talking about the New World Order cabal. When they crumble into the sea, as it talks about in Revelation, we're not going to fear. We want them to be gone from us. We're not fearful of anything. Let the oceans foam and roar. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. Go ahead. Go ahead, because our faith is in the Lord, who is our refuge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city, and it cannot be destroyed. What city is He talking about? It's the city of us, all of us, right here. It's not about dirt. It's not about a location on a map. It's about God's people. It's about that we are this city of God that cannot be destroyed. When you read God's word and you see about Jerusalem or Israel, or you think about God's people, that's what He loves. He doesn't really love dirt. I mean, dirt is great, but especially if it's got nutrients in it, but it's about people, right? So this God dwells in that city. He dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos. Their kingdoms crumble. This is talking about the New World Order, the ones who've run things since forever, right? God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come and see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. Not for all of humanity. He's saving humanity. He is bringing destruction on the ones who are doing evil. He's bringing destruction on them. We're going to talk about that today. Very cool. He causes wars to cease throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. In other words, they won't have any weapons. Nobody will have any weapons. That's what it says. Isaiah 2 also says that they'll beat their swords into plowshares. And their spears will be pruning hooks to prune trees. Nation will not rise against nation, and neither will they train for war anymore. This is where we're headed, to the golden age of peace. Be still and know I am God. I am honored by every nation. I will be honored by every nation, and I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord will be honored. Finally, the king of the world will assume his role. It talks about in Revelation 11. He will assume his role and he'll come to reign. The Lord of Heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Praise the Lord. Isn't that awesome? Who loves Psalm 46? I love it. If you want to find out more about that, you can check out the books End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace. This is where you can find the books over on Amazon. And thank you all for going in and putting reviews. That really helps it to appear higher in the algorithm. So really thank you for that. For those of you who have read the books, you can listen to them, like I said, on audiobook. They're actually on Kindle also. All right. So let's get started on what's going on in D.C. I want you to hear what this man has to say. I don't think he follows 17. I don't think he's necessarily been part of this, the digital army, so to speak. That's what we are. I don't think so. But I want you to hear what he has to say from a standpoint of someone. It looks like he's in the National Guard. And so he's very, concerned about what is, it appears, he's concerned about what's going on. So I want you to hear what he has to say. Check it out.
So we have breaking news coming out of D.C. this morning as Trump is warning Congress that if they don't extend his control over Washington, D.C. past 30 days, that he's going to declare a national emergency. Up until now, he's been using Section 740 of the D.C. Home Rule Act. This allows the president to take over D.C.'s police for 30 days during an emergency. Now, after that, Congress has to approve any extensions. But up till now, he has put National Guard and federal police agents on the streets of D.C. to patrol. And he says it's to stop a so-called crime crisis, but from the numbers we've seen put out, the official numbers show crime in D.C. is at or near historic lows right now. So why does this matter to you nationwide? A national emergency could actually unlock more than 100 special powers, from freezing assets and controlling certain communications to, if he invokes the Insurrection Act, deploying active duty military, or even federalizing National Guard units anywhere in the country. So, if Congress refuses to extend authority, Trump says he's going to do it anyway, that he'll bypass them. And legal experts warn that this move could be unprecedented and could spark a major constitutional showdown over presidential power.
There you go. There you go. I appreciate him telling the truth. That is true. Everything he said is true. And so, is that, we've been told on the board long ago, we thought it was going to happen in his first term, but it appears that wasn't the case. It wasn't, he was going to take a 4-year break, which is, and who would have ever thought that's how this would all play out? And none of us really knows exactly how it's going to play out, right? Except the few at the top. But I'm going to show you some very interesting posts that make us think that something's big. You guys have probably already seen from my social media the post about "It is time." So we'll see what happens. So as he said, if Congress does not extend President Trump's authority to have national troops in D.C., he will likely declare a state of emergency and do it anyway. Now, if you might have seen also, I posted on social media that Pam Bondi had all these it looked like police, different forces, and that she was telling them, if any of these judges let any of these people you arrest skate, you know, just and let them out of jail, get out of jail free card, you let us know and we will put them on blast all over social media. And that will be our job. If any of these judges do that, I promise you I will have it and I will put it out there so you guys can blast it out. Okay, so that's what we do on the Freedom Force Battalion. We share this information to support what President Trump is doing. So that's what, you know, these people have to be arrested. This is the whole point. We're at the point of having these arrests. And of course, you and I want the top ones arrested, but they've got to take care of the lower level people first. They cannot have these criminals who will, you know, cause all kinds of mayhem once the top criminals are arrested. Makes sense? That makes sense to me. So, you know, including cartels, we're going to get to that in a minute too, because they have really been obviously the spearheading a lot of the mayhem all over the country, all over the world. Anyway, so this, if President Trump declares a state of emergency, which again, we've been talking about that for since 2017, I think, you know, maybe 2018, early on, then that gives him 100 special powers, including freezing assets, controlling communications, and even invoking the Insurrection Act. And the Insurrection Act allows him to deploy active duty military in America. Normally you can only do active duty military on foreign soil, but this would allow him to do active duty military in the United States of America. Okay. Now it says, and also federalizing National Guard troops. So he's starting in Washington D.C., but it appears that this is going to have to happen all over the country. All right. So that I want you to see that. We have several posts about that. We've talked about that, you know, on previous videos. If you want to go and see more detail about that, specifically the Law of War manual and, what that means. All right. 11.3. All right. I want you to see what Melania Trump posted just yesterday. Or actually, she didn't post it. President Trump posted it this morning, and he handed this letter to Putin. So, by all accounts, he handed this letter to Putin. Very, very interesting and strange. Now, she is our first lady. She holds that status. It would, she does have clout. But the first thing that I thought of is, why would Putin care? Okay, again, if you think that Putin is not working with Trump. Okay, let's just pretend like he's not working with Trump to try to stop the New World Order. I'll show you that post in a second, too. But let's just say he's who they purport him to be on the news. Why would he care what Melania says if he didn't care what President Trump said about ending the war? Okay? So here's a little snippet of her letter. Every child shares the same quiet dreams in their heart, whether born randomly into a nation's rustic countryside or a magnificent city center. They dream of love, possibility, and safety from danger. As parents, it is our duty to nurture the next generation's hope. As leaders, the responsibility to sustain our children extends beyond the comfort of a few. Undeniably, we must strive to paint a dignified world, dignity-filled world. Did I say that right? Dignity-filled world for all, so that every soul may wake to peace and so that the future itself is perfectly guarded. A simple yet profound concept, Mr. Putin, as I am sure you agree, is that each generation's descendants begin their lives with a purity, an innocence which stands above geography, government, and ideology. Yet in today's world, some children are forced to carry a quiet laughter, untouched by the darkness around them, a silent defiance against the forces that can potentially claim their future. Mr. Putin, you can single-handedly restore their melodic laughter. In protecting the innocence of these children, you will do more than serve Russia alone. You serve humanity. Such a bold idea transcends all human division, and you, Mr. Putin, are fit to implement this vision with a stroke of a pen today. Okay, so I'm sorry. I didn't see the passage where it is time. Okay, where was the point? It says it is time. Okay. It was on another one. Let me see if I can find that post. Oh, just that's so funny. Where is it? Did I miss it? Did I read it and I missed it? Anyway, there was the original post, and it's very interesting. Her signature is very interesting. I want you to see that. Did you guys see that? I thought that was very similar to President Trump's signature, isn't it? It looks like a lot of scribbles. You can kind of make it out, but it's very interesting. It's almost like a heartbeat Very, very interesting how they have their very similar signatures. Anyway, so let me see if I can find that. I'm sorry I don't have that. I didn't have that right here, but I'm going to try to see if I can locate that link, that post, because, yeah, this is, I want you to see about the post where it talks about it is time. Okay, let me see if I can find it. That's not the one. Bear with me real quick. We're going to get to it. We're going to find it. All right, so this just happened. This was hot off the press last night. Ah, don't tell me I don't have it right there. Okay, here it is. I do have it. That's not the one. Okay. Okay, here we go. Oh, the tagline, the signature line. Okay. All right. All right, here we go. It is time. It is time. Sorry about that. All right, so now I forgot that. Now, again, why would she care? Why would he care what she has to say? Why would he care? You know, of course he cares about children, but obviously we know that there are, you know, he is fighting for the children, in my strong opinion. He's fighting for the children to stop the bioweapons labs that have been in Ukraine to do untold evil throughout the world. Putin knows that. Trump knows that. Melania knows that. What's going on with this letter? What's going on with this letter? Well, most people who are asleep don't know that. They don't know about the bioweapons labs in Ukraine. We've been sharing it, but I don't, you know, think that it's really gotten to the forefront. And I will show you how Tulsi Gabbard has exposed it also. So, you know, just I'll show you that. I'll give you that link here in just a minute, and so you can make sure to share that. So if people, you know, don't necessarily believe us, like, oh, they're just conspiracy theorists, well, believe our DNI, Tulsi Gabbard. All right, so here she's saying it is time. It's a very, very interesting post. I want to read your thoughts on what she's meaning by that. And so he posted that this morning. And if you remember on the board, I'm going to find this post too. I have so many things to show you. I'm not showing them to you in the correct order. But it talks about it is time that we take back our great country. It is time that we take back our great country from those who wish to do us harm. Okay. And so very, just a kind of an interesting use of words. Again, plausible deniability. Hey, she's not a Q follower. Some people were out there saying that she is Q. Who knows? She could be. She could be. She's highly intelligent. She speaks like five languages. All right. So now I want to show you, though, all these things in order. Okay. So he posted that this morning. And then I want you to see a lot of chatter online is saying that Melania Trump is royalty, is Russian royalty, and that she has descended from the Tsar of Russia. Okay? And so I'll read to you what the chatter is. I do not have any evidence of this. I cannot, you know, prove it one way or the other. But they're saying that, for example, here is a picture of Melania, and this is the Grand Duchess Maria Romanov. There is a lot of, you know, resemblance, no doubt. No doubt there is a lot of resemblance. That could, it's very, very possible. It could be. I'll just leave that right there while I read to you what it says here. Anastasia Romanov, rumored to be Melania's grandmother. And she is rumored to be in the Romanov bloodline. And that would, to be honest, that would make sense as to why she would send him a letter, as if she has authority as the in the royal line to tell him what she wants him to do. Now, you know, on the surface, people are like, well, she's a wonderful woman. She wants to protect the children. And so she's writing this letter. And so President Trump gave Putin the letter. Okay. And that may be all there is to it. I want to hear what you guys think. But we don't, I mean, I don't have any evidence. If anyone has evidence of this, because I'm big on, we just don't want to pass around things that are not true. I'm telling you right now, I don't have any evidence of this. If anyone does, please put it in the comments, put it in the chat. History tells us the Romanovs were assassinated by the Bolsheviks on July 16th through 17th, 1918. What they didn't tell us, and I believe this is very true, are that they're the Khazarian Mafia. It's the same evil doers that we are fighting right now. Okay? So the Romanovs were executed for refusing the Rothschilds' banks. And Putin has done the same thing. Bannon was asking the other day, why do they hate Putin so much? Because he got the central banks out of their country. And he's one of the few. I think the Philippines maybe also. But, I mean, everybody else is under their stranglehold. And that's why they hate Putin, because they do not control their money system in Russia. And if you, you know, just that could start an avalanche of all the others being free also of their money system, their funny money, their fake money. Anyway, think logically. What if a Romanov survived? Supposedly, this Grand Duchess Maria Romanov escaped. That's what they're saying. What if Melania was Q? She wanted revenge, of course, for the slaughter. And more than revenge, you want to set the world right, because obviously these evildoers running the world is not working, right? His family and the Khazarian Revolution, which left tens of millions, mostly Christians, dead after these were killed. I don't know if you knew that history of Russia, but it was a bloodbath in Russia. Okay. So they're also saying that her dress is like V for Vendetta. I'm going to show you that one. You see her dress on Inauguration Day for Trump 2.0 looked very much like, you know, like a Zorro, Vendetta. Do you remember the show, the V for Vendetta, right? And she's got the very same hat that very, you know, really looks like it. Really does. It just, you know, no doubt it does look like that. And I think that's quite a different dress, quite a unique dress. It, you know, R for revenge, B for vendetta, or both. Okay, so now I thought that was cool. And also they talked about the soccer ball. Remember the soccer ball that Putin gave to Trump during the first term? And then that ball was actually tossed to Melania. That, you know, and she put a soccer ball on the Christmas tree. So it's just kind of some interesting things that just makes you go, right? So I want to hear what you guys have to think about all these things. So that's very, very interesting if it was true. And, you know, I've already shown you, if you haven't seen this video, I have information about President Trump being royalty, and that he is from both of the royal lines of Judah. The real royalty. The real royalty comes from the line of Judah, as you know, from Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, gave the blessing to all of his sons, and one was Judah, and he gave the royal line to Judah, okay? And that President Trump is from both lines. There's there were two sons, and so it's the ones the Pharaohs and one's the Tsar line. Anyway, you can watch that video on freedomforce.live if you want to find out more about that. All right, so President Trump also said this morning, he was posting like his hair was on fire this morning. Let me see if I can make this a little bit bigger for you, and I don't think it's making it any bigger. Nope, nothing. Okay, now it is. Now it is. All of a sudden, it decides to. All right, big progress on Russia. Stay tuned. This was just this morning. Here it is, August 17th, 2025. Big progress in Russia on Russia. Stay tuned. President Donald J. Trump. And then he says, if I got Russia to give up Moscow as part of the deal, the fake news and their partner, the radical left Democrats, would say I made a terrible mistake and a very bad deal. These people, they hate everything he does because they know he's not stopping until their evil regime is destroyed. And they work for the cabal, ultimately, and their job is to do whatever they're told. Yeah, he was talking about yesterday on the Air Force One, Brett Baer said, do you enjoy answering these questions for the media? And he says it's like a, every one of their questions is like a kill shot, and they just never can get him. They just never can. They just try again, right? Anyway, no, but they're fake news. Also, they should talk about the six wars I just stopped. Make America great again. All right. So, yeah, I want you to see what he just has been posting this morning. He posted more. I posted some of this on my social media, but, yeah, time ran out on me. All right. So this came out, and I checked this, and it appears that it's true that Putin told Trump that he would end the war if Ukraine surrenders all of the Donetsk region to Russia. Now, if you remember, those two, the Donbass province has been historically Russian territory. And so they want it back. The people there are Russian. They want to, they want to live in Russia. They were so thrilled when they were liberated. And, right years ago when all this happened, I showed you videos of them driving up and down the street with Russian flags and honking their horns and being, celebrating. So he said he would freeze Kherson and Zaporizhia front lines and not launch new territorial attacks. But then right after this came out, Zelensky said he says they can't have any of the land. You know, basically he's saying the same thing he's always said. And so he's being egged on by the European leaders. And now the European leaders are coming with him, holding his hand to come see President Trump on Monday. I'm sure they do not want the same mayhem to happen like happened the last time Zelensky came to the White House. So remember that. Everybody remembers that. They do not want another show like that all over the world. So, you know, Zelensky is just a dancer. We all know that. He's just a dancer. He's not a politician. They've used him in this role, you know, because they have complete control over him, but he doesn't have any political savvy. Let's just put it that way. So they're coming with him on Monday. But President Trump said this, he's made great progress on this. So we will see what happens on that. I wanted you to see this post. I told you a little bit ago I would show you this one. This was on June 27th, 2018. Look here at the right at the bottom here, where it says in highlighted in yellow, attempts to frame. No, let me back up. Okay, let me see if this is the one. No, okay. What if I don't have that's not the right one. There was one. Let me see if this is. Let me go back. I'll show you this one, and then I'll try to find the other one because the other one says that what if they're working together. I'll show you that one in just a second. Anyway, it says, speaking obviously to the cabal, you will fail. The American people are awake. You lost control. Sheep no more. You underestimated their resolve and their ability to free think away from the pipeline narrative. So congratulations, everybody. We were able to free think. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord helped us to think. He helped us to connect the dots. He helped us to break free. Like, get out of the matrix. There are a lot of people who are still stuck in the matrix, but they'll come out. The great awakening for all of humanity is coming, so not to worry. But yeah, you underestimated their resolve and their ability to free think away from the pipeline narrative. We will declass. Finally, we've been screaming for declass for all these years, and now it's been coming out this week as a flood. Thank you to DNI Tulsi Gabbard showing us their very inner office communications of what they were doing. I'll show you in a minute how Clapper admitted in writing that they were going to have to lie in order to frame President Trump. We got the smoking gun. You know, all these things about Fauci and about Schiff and all these ones, the D-class is coming in waves. And so now our job is to share all that. So let's, again, what I put all on my social media. It's over on our Telegram and over on Melissa Red Pill on X. You can find out all of our social. I've got on Getter. I've got on True Social because of our wonderful team, Melly, who helps to make sure that happens. So if you find, you know, if you, you know, want to follow these things and share them, please do. And, you know, those find out where to find the links over on the website, melissaredpill.com. All right. We will shine light. There's nowhere to hide. No amount of money, influence, or power can stop this. Our rights to secure and protect at all costs then become justified. You hear that? Did you read that? Listen to that one more time. Our rights to secure and protect at all costs then become justified. I believe that harkens back to what we talked about earlier about President Trump declaring a state of emergency and sending out federalized troops throughout the country. That's what he's talking about. This is our right to do this, to take back our country. You only do that if it's truly a dire emergency. The dire emergency is that criminals have taken over our country. Okay? So this is our right to do this, and we'll be justified in doing so. Does that make sense, everybody? All right, so I want you to see that one. We stand at the ready. Red wave, white squall, in God we trust. Attempts to frame Russia and POTUS optics are failing and will soon be exposed. So, you know, that's what happened this week with this D-class. Everyone who realized that President Trump was not a Russian agent, that they completely made it up, that the whole thing was a pack of lies, and it was a coup against a sitting president. All right. Now, enemies are allies. Enemies are allies. Interesting. All right. Forced immigration pushers. Okay. The Read the Bible God wins. How about that one? I love that one. One of my personal favorites, right? Because when I started seeing all these posts about biblical times, this is, you know, read the Bible, God wins, all this, I'm like, wait, 1 minute, one doggone minute. That is, that's clearly, I need to study the book of Revelation. And that's when the Lord helped me to put this together. Okay. I'm going to show you, let's see, let me do this one. I found it. Yay. I have it. I knew it. Okay. Here we go. Here's the post. Let's see what, if I have the number of this post. No, not on there. It just was too long to fit it all onto one post. This is from November 11th, 2017, 11/11. Very cool. If you aren't familiar with that, go check out my website. I talk about 11/11. This is from the famous verse in Revelation 11:11, that God breathed life into them and they stood up and great fear fell on all who were watching. That's us standing up, fighting back, and they're in great fear because they realize we're not stopping until they're cast out. Okay, so look at this one. Here it is. I'm so glad I found this one. Okay, what is the significance? I just want to show you this section right here in the yellow because I can't spend the time to read the whole thing. What is the significance? What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? He's just asking a question. He's not saying that this is what's happening. He's just asking a question. What if? So, but make sure that when you're watching all these things, you know the truth that Trump and Putin and Melania are all working together. They're all in on it to destroy this criminal cabal. So, not to worry. And you know, there is a lot of propaganda to get everybody, oh, look at this, there's going to be this meeting and whatever. So to try to get everybody to like, look at this. And I understand why he does that, to draw everyone's attention to what's going on. And that's a big part of winning this war. But we who know what's going on behind the scenes don't have to worry, okay? And the honest truth is, a lot of these people who are asleep need to have their cage rattled a little bit to go, wake up, shake them up, right? All right, so I want you to read one other thing while we're here on this post. What is the keystone? You see up at the top in the yellow? Can y'all read that? Is it a little too small? Okay. All right, so what is the keystone? What nation dominates all others? What nation has influence over most others? He asks again, what is the keystone? Now, you guys know a keystone is you place that into a door frame, an archway, and that keystone, once it's set, keeps all the other stones in place and it will not fall. It's literally like a key in a lock. If that piece is removed, then everything else falls, right? So the keystone in this entire global cabal crime ring is a nation that dominates all others, a nation who has influence over most others. Again, he asks, what is the keystone? I think we've identified it. We've also seen the post that says saving Israel for last. I think that a lot of people are awake to that. Finally, a lot of people are still not, but a lot of people are. So let's keep sharing. Keep going. I showed on a video, I think two videos ago, I talked about that and about what's going on in Gaza and how brave that woman was. I talked about rapture, where she was bringing about rapture, but I showed several clips where she was talking about what's really going on for the Palestinians. And a lot of the Palestinians are Christians and they are suffering along with the Muslims. And a lot of Christians just have not looked into this. They don't realize what's really, really going on. So let's, you know, they just trust the people who are their pastors. They trust the news. It's those who we trust the most. Okay, so thankfully, I'm very thankful that the Lord has helped us to not just take the easy answer. All right, so now, the next thing is, This was very, very interesting. This is a post about the airplane, President Trump's airplane, and the squawk, I guess they call that a call sign, is number 2536. A lot of times these numbers are used as a communication device for us. Very, very interesting. So this great patriot, Jamie RODR10, looked up post 2536. Did you want to know what it says? Let me see if I can scroll down and show you. Be proud. The world is about to change. How about that? It is time. Be proud. The world is about to change. Thought that was a really cool connection right there. All right. So that was a great find. Thank you so much for that, Patriot. All right. So we will continue fighting and we'll see how everything rolls out this week on all of those things. Now, I want to show you and connect the dots on what's going on with these cartels. 26 associates of cartels were just extradited from Mexico to the U.S. These are not low-level people. These are some of the ones up at the higher levels. Amazing. When President Trump said he was coming down the cartels, he meant it, right? All right, so I want you to see this. This is them walking, being escorted in. Let me see if I can move out of the way. You can see. That's very good news, and our wonderful friend MJ Truth Ultra had this to share, and I really appreciate all of his research. He's just really such a gift to our movement. Okay, so he talks about the significance of this event. He says, I can't stress it enough. Follow along and allow me to blow your mind. So thank you, MJ. In May, take a wild guess what happened. The Trump administration allowed 17 family members of Ovidio Guzman Lopez, our leader in the Sinaloa cartel and son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, remember El Chapo, to enter the U.S. as part of a cooperation deal, with Guzman Lopez providing the information on rival criminal organizations to U.S. authorities in exchange for the cartel group, relocation. Okay? They were bearing down hard on him, and so he said he would give them the evidence. The same day as the family's entry was confirmed publicly, the DOJ announced charges against other Sinaloa cartel leaders for narco-terrorism, including a warning that cartel members would be betrayed by their friends, which is this guy, Guzman Lopez. President Trump is executing a masterful strategy to dismantle the Sinaloa cartel and its influence over U.S. politics, leveraging its designation as a foreign terrorist organization to unleash military and intelligence operations and conducting covert special force missions. Before I read the rest of it, these groups have not just been bringing drugs into our country and harming the health of our people. They have been infiltrating politics, especially, I mean, like that, I never can remember her name, Hobbs, governor there's a lot of information that connects the cartels to Hobbs in Arizona. Okay, it's right here. Okay, Jacqueline Breger's 2023 testimony on the cartel's influence over American politicians like Governor Katie Hobbs through money laundering and election fraud suggests he is dismantling a CIA-orchestrated deep state-enabled network. They all work together. Everyone needs to know that. The cartels are not a separate entity. The drug operation is run through the CIA. That's why if you see anyone who's arrested for drug trafficking in the past, it's because they haven't been part of their team. They're like, no. All this has got to go up through us. The CIA is the biggest mafia you ever heard of. It's like they'll break your knuckles, right? They'll send Guido after you. This is it's a checkmate to both the cartel and its political enablers. First of all, we shut down the border so that you can't do your trafficking and raise all your money to run your operation. And then we cut you off of the knees because Ratcliffe is now the CIA director, so you can't get the money from that direction. And then I bet you that was one of the reasons that a lot of these intel communities were building all these fabulous facilities so they could, you know, launder some of that money into their operations and keep everything going. But yeah, so these criminals who've been running, doing the cartels are really CIA assets in our country. And so he is going on the attack on them. Trust your commander-in-chief. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's been setting up these pieces for a very long time. Yay. Yes, that's wonderful. That's so exciting. Such exciting news. All right. So I wanted you to see that about the cartels. And here, okay, they were also talking about it on Fox News. I'm not going to spend the time talking about showing you the video on that one. But Bondi says these men brought violence and drugs to American shores and will now face the full force of the U.S. law. This unprecedented move comes after the Trump administration designated cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. That tells you why they never wanted them listed as foreign terrorist organizations. But President Trump did. They didn't want you to call them animals, right? Remember Pelosi? She didn't want you to call them animals. Well, that's what they are. They are evil, and they're, you know, as President Trump has said, they'll cut people into ribbons, into pieces. It's just, these people are demonic. And so, and they don't care how many people they kill with their drugs, right? So she's talking about it from the standpoint of the streets being safer and them being brought to justice, which is great, but she didn't connect the dots like MJ did. Yeah, of course, in her position, she can't, but the dots of the CIA, she can't really explode that information, but we can. We can. All right. Yes, I see you jumping up and down, Grandma of Two Kids. All right. So then also Trump to deploy 4,000 Marines around Latin American waters to combat cartels. 4,000 Marines. He sent 4,000 Marines around these Latin American countries to combat the cartels. If they're trying to get out of there, or if they're trying to, you know, traffic their drugs, whatever mayhem they're trying to cause, they cannot. He's got them locked down. They're just sitting there like game over. An official from the Marines told the outlet that a Marine expeditionary unit stands ready to execute lawful orders. So thank you, President Trump. It, as hard as it's been to wait, you know, to wait through the first term and then to wait through all of Biden's term, I'm so thankful. Who else is thankful with me that we're here finally? Oh, this is so great. He's taking it to them where he had to set up these pieces on the chessboard before. Okay, so it's very, very important to understand that. He knows exactly what he's doing and doing it exactly the right way. Now, this is about the grand juries. Again, we've been talking about this. 17 was talking about that. All these grand juries happening all over the country. And so now John Solomon has exposed this. John Solomon is reporting that multiple grand juries outside of D.C. have been gathering evidence related to the grand conspiracy. He says he doesn't know specifics, but theorizes the grand jury in Pennsylvania could be related to the 2020 election. And that goes back to what Mike Lindell has been talking about, that more is going to be coming out about the election fraud and how 2020 was stolen. We just saw last week that DNI Tulsi Gabbard exposed how the CISA was lying about the fraudulent machines. Really great news that, you know, these things are coming out. We have hardly any time at all, so definitely support Mike Lindell. He is under attack. You guys, the other day when I called him, he had just, something else had happened. I mean, he's constantly fighting these people off. But he's, anyway, I'll hopefully have my video that I did with him ready. If not today, I'll hopefully have it tomorrow. I can't even believe he's taking it to him again. I'm not going to go into it right now, but anyway, just get ready for that video coming up. But yeah, so such a brave man. And so, telling you, brave. So definitely check into lindellplan.com. Let's support him. Also support him on mypillow.com/Melly, M-E-L-L-Y, and get all, they've got free shipping from the Melly team today. And whoever is, you know, what buys and use that code, promo code Melly, can get free shipping even on the big heavy stuff. Okay. So thank you, Mike Lindell, for doing that with all he's going through. He's still trying to help us. Amazing. Solomon has witnessed, if we want to help him too, Solomon has witnesses that have received subpoenas from the grand juries, potentially located in Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New York. And that's one of the reasons he's thinking it has to do with the election fraud in 2020 because of Pennsylvania and Virginia, okay, and New York. These things are happening behind the scenes that we didn't even know about, which we have been told a long time ago about all these grand juries. And it's not just those. There are a lot more besides that. All right. So there's so many criminals. All right. So now our wonderful Tulsi Gabbard brought this out against Fauci. Who is ready to see Fauci brought to justice? Oh, my goodness. And so really, really great that she is exposing him. And at the end, she talks about the bioweapons lab. So I'm going to play this whole thing because it's really that important. This bombshell about the Fauci investigation for perjury. And how it was clearly that this was gain of function that was funded by our government, by Fauci, for at the Wuhan Institute, and also the she connects it to the bioweapons labs in Ukraine. So amazing, what a hero she is.
Working with Jay Bhattacharya, the new NIH director, as well as Secretary Kennedy, is looking at the gain-of-function research that in the case of the Wuhan lab, as well as many others around, many of these other biolabs around the world, was actually U.S.-funded and leads to this dangerous kind of research that in many examples has resulted in either a pandemic or some other major health crisis.
Well, let me ask you specifically, because we already know that EcoHealth Alliance was partnering with this Wuhan lab to do gain-of-function research.
That's right.
We just have never been able to have somebody say, and it was that exact experiment that led to this COVID bug. But have we gotten there? What's the new thing that you're digging in on?
We are working on that with Jay Bhattacharya and look forward to being able to share that, hopefully very soon.
Okay.
That specific
link.
Correct. Between the gain-of-function research and what we saw with COVID-19.
I mean, that would be extraordinary because, just so the audience knows, if that's true, if it was Peter Daszak's research with the Wuhan so-called bat lady that caused this pandemic, then we did fund it. Then Anthony Fauci helped fund the pandemic.
The thing that he denied over and over and over to Senator Rand Paul's questioning.
That's right, under oath.
Under oath, exactly. So is it any wonder that he sought a preemptive pardon for anything during a certain period of time by President Biden before he left office?
And then strong-armed and smeared people like Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, anybody who came out and said, I don't know if that's natural. This actually smacks of lab.
And the reason why this is so important is not just what happened in the past. It's because this gain-of-function research is happening in biolabs around the world. I got attacked, and I think you saw this, we've probably talked about it on your show before, when I warned against U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine when the Russia-Ukraine war kicked off for this very reason. Who knows what kinds of pathogens are in these labs and if released could create another COVID-like pandemic. And for that, I was called a Russian asset. You're, trumpeting Putin's talking points, all of this nonsense, simply for speaking the truth and stating facts that, by the way, are still on U.S. Embassy Ukraine's website today about how the U.S. has funded these biolabs in Ukraine. But in order to prevent another COVID-like pandemic or another major health incident that could affect us in the world, we have to end this gain-of-function research and provide the evidence that shows exactly why and how it's in our best interest, the American people's best interest, to bring about an end to it.
Yes, I just love her. I'm so thankful for her. You know, she ran for president, against Hillary. Remember Hillary, just tried to destroy her, right? And when they, especially whenever she was talking about Ukraine, they were trying to, call her the same thing as President Trump, a Russian asset, all that. So very, very thankful for her. And so she's just such a wise and well-spoken individual. And so I definitely encourage you to share that video with everyone. I'm going to go ahead and put that link over in the chat so you guys can have that one. Amazing. I'm going to pop that. I'm going to just call it Fauci. So you guys can find it and you can put it into the comments for me. Thank you, my wonderful helpers over on the chat. All right, so that was great connection that she is talking about. And also, cannot wait for Fauci to be exposed before all the world. She said soon. Hold your breath. Okay. All right. So the other, she's doing a lot. She's been busy as she can be this past couple of days. This past week, she has been so busy. Newly declassified. We've already talked about a little bit of this on the social, on social media, but not necessarily in videos. Newly declassified top secret emails sent December 22nd, 2016, complying with President Obama's order to create the manufactured 2017 ICA about Russia, exposing how DNI James Clapper demanded the IC fall in line behind the Russia hoax. Clapper admits, that it was a team sport that requires compromise on our normal modalities. There you go, boom. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger for you so you can see that. I'm sure you guys have We've already talked about this, but yeah, that right there is the link, the post. I'll go ahead and give you that one too. This one right here, this is where, and President Trump has also posted this too, that he's admitting it. Here's Clapper, he was former CIA director, just so you guys know, former CIA director. So when you look at this post, he's saying compromise on our normal modalities. That's a sanitized way of saying we have to lie. We'll have to lie and lie and lie some more. And that's our team sport. The team sport is that everybody, one for all, we lie and lie. We cover each other's lies. That's how they do it. That's how they've run game on us for so long. We're truth tellers. They are lie tellers. That's really what the secret societies are all about, is that they swear a blood oath and they say you can cut out my tongue if I ever expose anything wrong that one of my brothers has done. This is an evil, the secret societies are evil if they're covering up for crimes. And that's what has happened. And they have extended throughout the entire world. Now, is everyone who is in one of these secret societies, are they all in on it? I don't think so. I think many of these people are just useful idiots. The ones at the lower end, they don't realize what they're up against. And they just think that they're, helping their community or whatever. But they all, like I said, have taken a blood oath in order to get to be in those clubs, those societies. They've said that they will protect their brothers and sisters. They're women, secret societies too. I don't know if there's ones that are men and women. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know enough about that. But the point is, this is how they've done it. He doesn't even seem to be, this seems like his normal course of business. He's been the CIA director, and he knows that that's what you do. If necessary, you lie and cover each other's crimes. All right, so that's great news that's coming out. Now, also, I posted this. If you haven't seen this video, I posted it on my, pinned it on the top of my Melissa Red Pill X account, and I talked about this coup, the treason, opens the public door to more serious ... and it's just the lead-in. The pill must be easy to swallow. So I talked about that. So if you haven't seen this already, but if you'll help to go and spread this and share this, I would really, really appreciate it. It just helps people to find us, about us and what we're doing. I've been posting little clips about these types of things, and I'll say, please share. I've been doing this, and trying to help some of these little videos go semi-viral to help people to find us and find out how this is biblical. And so that's just continuing prayer for that. Okay, please share that. All right, so I just posted that. Thanks, guys, for sharing all that and posting it on the comment section. All right, so yeah, this is the lead-in is going to take us to the Clinton Foundation. People have to be prepared for what is to come, and what's to come is the Clinton Foundation, which clearly is about child trafficking, connecting this. It's not just, yes, it's bad enough. It's bad enough that Clapper is saying we're going to lie to have a coup against a sitting president because they can't let everybody know that they've been running this drug operation and they've been working with the cartels, right? All these things, the whole house of cards comes down, especially when the Mossad that controls, is the keystone that controls all of it, comes out, then the whole thing falls down around their ears. But then when people find out that they are the ones not only trafficking drugs, but also trafficking children, So this is where we're headed. There's no turning back. It's where we are. All right. I've got something else to tell you. Do we have time? Do y'all want to hang out, or you got to go eat lunch, right? Which is it? We're almost an hour in, but I do want to share this one other quick thing, and this is about the Smithsonian that President Trump just called out this past week that he is saying that they need to clean up their act about how they're running the Smithsonian. And so this was Jillian Michaels on Benny the other day, and I just wanted to play a little bit of this because it's just a gigantic red pill. What do y'all think? Y'all got time? Please go. Lunch can wait. Okay, I'll play it.
Thousands of Americans to end slavery, America and England being the first nations to end slavery, and then zooming out on the other side of slavery and looking at the histories of where slavery comes from. We just did that actually on Grok. Why don't we put it up here? So slavery has existed for 5,000 years in Africa. Shockingly, it still exists today, something they never talk about. You'd assume if they were this obsessed with it that they would go out in order to advocate against the 7 million people that are in slavery in Africa today, like in the current present day, in the year of our Lord, 2025. If this is going to be your key marquee issue, something that was solved in America 150 years ago through the blood of the patriots of America, honorably and nobly, you'd assume if that was going to be your deal, you'd like go after the slaves in Africa in the current present day. Like that would concern you. And also you'd be concerned that like this was a practice that was exported from Africa to the West. And you'd say, well, hold on, maybe we should go back to the point of origin and solve slavery there, right? Because it's still currently happening there. But they never want to have that conversation.
No, it's just only like white people bad. And it's right. No one's not wanting to take responsibility for this. Nobody is trying to erase what happened. But what's alarming is exactly what you're saying. When you paint one race with this brush consistently across the board, everywhere from the Smithsonian to CNN, it begets racial division and racism. And right. It's funny, I was just talking to Kaizen Asidu, who's often on Piers Morgan. I'm a huge fan of his. And I watched a clip of him talking about how when you only talk about white supremacy and you don't talk about any black degeneracy, it begets white degeneracy because white people start to get mad. And it Adam Carolla talks about this. It actually breeds racism within the white community when you do this. And my point is simply nothing good comes from this. So let's have a fair and honest and accurate conversation. Yes. What I'm really trying to understand, though, Benny, is why we need to hold on to this narrative. I think that's what's the most alarming. Like, I saw this post on X to me, and it was, you're denigrating all of humanity and trivializing these atrocities and horrors of slavery when you say it was just 2% of American whites that owned slaves. And it's like, because I'm telling you that the vast majority of white people weren't bad guys and didn't perpetrate evil, that denigrates humanity for you? What the hell are we actually trying to say? It's crazy.
The vast majority is of peoples that were coming to America, in order to escape some version of serfdom or chattel slavery or indentured servitude, especially like when you look at the Irish immigration, when you look at the levels.
I pulled that out for you. Can I run you through some
Please,
of these things of the Smithsonian?
Okay. I love that.
So let me start with the fact that, first of all, not for Gay Pride Month, when you first walk into the Museum of American History, the first thing you see is a gay flag, and it's all about gay progress, which, listen, as a person in the community, I'm very grateful that we can marry, very grateful we can adopt kids. But it's like, you need to open the front exhibit is like the gays. Like, how about something unifying progress for all Americans? That's not about slavery. So it's like, okay, what's the next thing that the administration sent me? They sent me an installation of an exhibit about a Latino history of the United States. So it talks about the history of Latinos emigrating to the U.S. And in particular, when it comes to Cuba, they talk about how because of the United States government backing Batista for financial gain, We begot this mass exodus from Cubans, and they still suffer from it to this day. Now, was Batista a scumbag? Yes. Did the administration at the time do that? Yes. There's no mention of Fidel Castro, who is the key reason for that emigration, who came in 1959, who was a communist, and who started killing people, jailing people. No mention of that. So it's just the white devil who backed Batista that begot the whole thing. So, yes, we did it, but it's a huge lie of omission to leave that out, because that would make it far more balanced portrayal, right? Mm. It goes on and on. Just stop me at any time. Then it talks about how we all feared, we've always feared non-white immigration. And there's no mention of the fact that historically people hated the Irish, hated the Eastern Europeans.
Italians were considered non-white immigrants. That's like that's an absolute matter of fact, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Ready for the next one? Then there's the one on gender testing, and they go on to talk about how it was that they perpetrated this essential sexual assault by making these athletes show their genitals. And I'm thinking, this is a cheek swab DNA test. Like, what are you talking about? Like, trying to imply that gender testing isn't fair, and not only that, it's somewhat tied to sexual assault and violation, and like, again, not about slavery. And then it sort of discusses like how it's bigoted to consider testing for gender in sports. The Star Spangled Banner. They go on to talk about how this guy was like a huge racist.
Really?
And yeah. Oh my God, he was a slaver and not an abolitionist. Okay, hold on. Then you've got, I can literally keep going.
Because they had the original Betsy Ross flag. They had the original like Betsy Ross and the Star Spangled Banner. They had the original Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner
They go after that guy in the exhibit?
Yes. They go after him in the exhibit. And they're like, the irony is that you would choose this song from this horrible person. And it's just like, okay, I mean, but where's the part about what it means today? There's no balance. That's the argument.
All right. So yeah, I really appreciate them coming out and explaining what's going on at the Smithsonian. A lot of people have not gone to the Smithsonian, have no idea what's going on at the Smithsonian. I know I went there, 10 years ago, probably more than that now. And I walked in and I walked out. I was just like, I have no time for this. It was propaganda to the max. I'm like, this is a waste of my time, and it's certainly a waste of our taxpayer dollars. And so President Trump says we need to make sure that the Smithsonian is used to tell the truth about our history in context, and just like exactly what Jillian so eloquently stated and showing examples. So this is great news. And, you know, the whole point about, you know, when we're in charge, President Trump is taking charge, taking back our country. We are taking back all the institutions. That includes the museums, that includes the financial institutions, that includes all of it. Includes, you know, DC, running DC. So very, very, very exciting news. Now, I pulled up the last verse I'm going to show you today before we jet out is this amazing passage right here from Revelation 11:11 that I was just talking about. I'm going to highlight it a little bit right there for you so you can see it a little bit better. This is this amazing passage. There, I'll make it like that. Amazing passage in Revelation where it's talking about the awakening for us. And it harkens back actually to Ezekiel and the dead dry bones that were in the valley and that God breathed into them and the bones joined together and they stood up a great army. Here it says in Revelation 11:11, it says, after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up. Terror struck all who were staring at them. And then a loud voice from heaven called to the two prophets, come up here. And they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. Now, a lot of people would say, the cabal-controlled church would say, oh, this is clearly, you know, we're escaping earth. We're rapturing out of earth. That's silliness. Why would we leave earth when we just stood up? When the people stood up for themselves and, you know, the terror is striking the cabal and that they're afraid of us, finally, for the first time in history. They've always just batted us away like little gnats. But now that we have our wonderful president leading the charge, they realize this is game over for them. And so we are rising not to leave Earth, not to escape Earth. We are rising into positions of authority. As it says very clearly in the book of Revelation chapter 20, it says that we will rule and reign with him. It even says for 1,000 years. It says over some, death holds no power. How about that? How about that? So I wanted you to see this wonderful passage. And a little bit farther, it says this, the second terror is past. It's terror on them, not on us. It's terror on them. The thing about Revelation is it's terror on the cabal, on the beast, the Antichrist, the New World Order. It says at that same time, there's a terrible earthquake. And the second terror is past, but look, the third terror is coming. The third terror on them. What is the third terror? Y'all want to see the third terror? Again, I talk about all of this in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. You know, anyway, so definitely check it out. Anyway, so, and you can listen to it if it's easier for you. But it says, the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices shouting in heaven, "The world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." That is the third terror. You see how it's terror on them, right? This is the terror on them, that the Lord is the King of the world and he's coming to reign. Look at this a little farther down. The 24 elders sitting on the thrones before God fell with their faces to the ground and worshiped him. They said, "We give thanks to you, Lord God, the Almighty, who is, who always was, for now you've assumed your great power and have begun to reign." Isn't that awesome? You've begun to reign. Thank you, Lord, that you've begun to reign, that you are kicking out these criminals. They're going to see them gone from us, and that we will have righteous people in place like our wonderful President Trump, like RFK, like DNI Tulsi Gabbard, like people all over the world. Get ready. It's going to be so, so exciting, so wonderful. All right, so I'm going to go. Yesterday we did a video on Zephaniah. We are that whole series right here that we're doing on major clues from minor prophets. We have done, this is our eighth one. So definitely go back and check that out. If you didn't see that one on Zephaniah, you've probably never studied Zephaniah before, but it's so great because we're looking at it in the light of what's happening now. We're realizing this is, Zephaniah was talking to us, saying that one day this would happen, and the title is, you know, basically, your troubles will be over. It's beautiful. This is where we're headed. This is very exciting where we're headed. And if you haven't read this one's 17 Bible stories that you maybe never even heard of, but we are living them out before our eyes. And you, like I said, you can listen to it on my social media. They're all $2.99 on Amazon. Definitely check it out. As well as the study guides definitely do your homework. Don't forget, I'll see you on next Saturday for the next study. I'm thinking it's Nahum, but anyway, I'm not sure which one exactly it is now, but there's the answer key and the regular study guide right there, and then I'll also see you at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Okay, all of my times are on my X page right here, my X account, which is right here on the X. You'll see all my times. If you ever forget, just go to my X account, Melissa Red Pill. All right, I think that's everything. I love you guys so much. I'm so glad. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, for your promises and how we see them just being fulfilled before our very eyes. Thank you, Lord, that it is time. It is time for these people to be exposed and to be brought down. Thank you for DNI Tulsi Gabbard declassing all this information and in their own words, in their own writing, the crimes that they have committed against us, whether it's Fauci or Clapper or Schiff, all these people. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to settle peace all over the world, as we read from your holy word, that you make wars to cease to the ends of the world. We thank you, Lord, that this is the great day that we've been waiting for, and we're going to have peace all over the world. We're going to have health. We're going to have wealth. We're going to have joy. We're going to have wonderful education. We're going to have wonderful museums, and there's going to be truth in every place, because the righteous will rule instead of these criminals ruling. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I just pray you just continue to strengthen them. I pray for everyone who's fighting all over the world. Continue to strengthen them. Guide us all on what you want us to research, what you want us to share. Give us the words to speak in that very hour. Lord, awaken the people by your spirit, that they will all realize the truth that we've been preparing them for, that they'll wake up and realize the truth about who they've been trusting. So I just pray that you just protect those poor children in Gaza, protect the children in Ukraine, protect them from the ones who have taken over their countries and put them in such harm's way. We pray that you will shield them with your holy angels, and that soon we will see this promise fulfilled, where all the wars have ceased, and that all the weapons are no more. We won't need them anymore. We just thank you for where we're headed, and we pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. Love you guys. I love so much hanging out with you guys and getting to share all this and see your chat. I'll be on the chat for just a little bit more. Don't forget to go on my page right here about the health page. Definitely check into all this, because you can help family members get well. These are all things that I have used, and I'm seeing people getting well right and left. Detoxing, true remedies. And read, if you want to know more, someone was asking about the blue. They're saying, oh, I've heard blue is bad. Read the documentation that I have on freedomforce.live/blue, okay? They always do that. They always do that. Whenever there's something that's a true remedy, they always badmouth it, just like hydroxychloroquine, right? That's always the way. So we have to think for ourselves, right? Detox every day. Get all the nutrients. Do your green smoothie like I am. Definitely check into the CD right here, because this is an easy way for you to get that into your body. And definitely check out these pages, because they give you lots of information that you might not find on the internet. All right, guys, I'm going to go. We're at 1:11:11. How about that? How about that for when we're stopping? That was pretty cool. I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.